Welcome home. We're live.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you? Happy Monday.
It is Monday.
It is. It's so weird because I keep looking over there and I don't even know why. I just look over there. And I have my phone right here so that I can kind of watch comments too. But yeah, and mine's showing that we have closed captioning on.
No, that's your phone.
That's my phone? Okay, never mind.
Facebook automatically turns it on for people, and you have to actually physically go into your settings and turn it off.
Okay, then. Before we get started, please, if you would be so kind, share this video. What?
I'm reminding them.
I'm telling them, too.
Okay. Double time.
Share this video with your friends.
That means you, Corey Tucker.
That means whoever. Because we have so much to talk to you about, and we missed a week because of my birthday. So
she thought it was her birthday. She gets a day off.
Oh, yeah. but anyway, so share, because we have so much to talk to you about, like so much.
Share.
So, all right.
Are we ready?
Sure, we are.
Hello, welcome to TMSN Week Live Show number 103 for February 22nd, 2021. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
And Michelle's in charge of the list tonight, so she's going to get us going.
I'm always in charge. What are you talking about?
Of the list.
Of the list. Because there's so much to talk about. We have a list. So I will warn you ahead of time that this is going to be a very silly, off-the-wall, scattered, crazy topic show.
What makes that any different than any other show we've ever done?
Nothing.
Okay.
Absolutely nothing. Okay, so let's get to it, shall we?
You go, girl.
Okay, so first thing on our list, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about some investigative reporting that we did.
That failed.
It was a fail, but it was fun. Okay, so.
There was a huge highlight of it.
There was. We're going to talk about
it. Okay, go.
Okay, so the day after the Super Bowl, which was 2 weeks ago. You know, of course, that they say the players go to Disney, the whole we're going to Disney World thing. Woo! And someone keeps telling us to open Disneyland. That's not our call. We would love Disneyland to open, but we just are a partner site. We're not Disney.
I wish we could.
I wish we could.
Because I would in a heartbeat.
Anyway, back to football and the Super Bowl. So this year, because of everything that was going on, we could not, we weren't going to get the typical parade. That the MVP or whoever is on the float with Mickey and all those things.
And their football uniform, or Mickey's football uniform.
Yes. Yeah. However, we had heard some things that Rob Gronkowski, who was the who they were sending over, yes.
Right. Rob had announced he was going to Walt Disney World the day after the Super Bowl to celebrate the victory for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Congratulations to the Bucs.
Yes. Which we went to that whole thing that weekend, which was really fun. We're wearing our Lions shirts.
Yes, we went to the NFL Experience on Saturday before the game. And we did. We showed up in our Lion gear. I had my Barry Sanders jersey on, which a lot of people stopped me. And they're like, oh, my gosh, Barry was the greatest running back of all time. And they said how much damage he did in the Tampa Stadium over the years, running all over them. I got a lot of respect for Barry. And then Andrew had on a Stafford jersey, and he got a lot of flack because Stafford got traded and is no longer our quarterback. So people were giving him a hard time about that.
We derailed already that quickly.
You mentioned football.
I did, but I'm going back to investigative reporting.
Go back to your investigation.
All right, let's go. Let's go back to investigative reporting. So we had heard Gronkowski was going to be there taping things day after the Super Bowl. Now there was not going to be a parade, but he was going to be there
somewhere.
Okay, so we'll get to the Magic Kingdom, and there was everybody. I don't know if people missed the memo that there wasn't going to be a parade, but they kept reminding people there's no parade, but people were there in like their football jerseys.
Everybody.
And okay, Liz was there.
Yeah.
And we decided we were going to do a stakeout over by Big Thunder Mountain.
Right, because we had heard through the grapevine that he was going to be filming a commercial over by Big Thunder Mountain. So what we did was we decided to go towards the exit of Big Thunder Mountain, because you can look and see the ride very clearly as they go by. And we thought this would be a great place. As he swings by, we'll be able to get video of him doing that.
And there was nobody else there except for us. So we thought, okay, we're going to be first on the scene and we're going to get the scoop. And then I started to worry because I'm like, why isn't there anybody else there? Because usually if we hear something, everybody else knows it too.
And then we started looking on social media and come to find out he was posting from the studios.
Yeah, but see, they do that kind of how I do it sometimes. I post from a different park. I don't know why I do that, but I do sometimes. But we knew he was going to be there at some point. So Liz and Scott and I decided that we were going to like hold our ground and we were going to wait for him.
Yeah.
So we're standing there and we're standing there waiting, looking conspicuous. We're just like waiting
for hours.
So, and they had a lot of the plaids walking around, meaning the people that, you know, walk around with celebrities or people that pay for the expensive tours.
Right. There was a lot of people in town because of the Super Bowl. So they were there the next day. A lot of different celebrities. And you want to tell them who came up?
Okay, so this is funny. Okay, you ready? Here it comes. So I'm just going to totally embarrass myself right here. So we're standing there, we're talking, and we're messing with our phones. And we see this crowd of people, not a crowd, but like maybe like seven people walk by, a group, let's say group, walk by us, and or they're going to go in the exit on Big Thunder Mountain because that's what people do when it's like a VIP thing.
That's how they do it.
So they don't have to go wait in the line. So we're just like, you know, there's this, we knew it was a celebrity and we didn't know who it was.
Masks and hats and sunglasses make it very hard to figure out whose face it is.
Because you can't see a face.
And we knew it was somebody big because there was not only a plaid, but there was also Disney security as well as two bodyguards with the person.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, this is somebody big, but we could not figure it out. And we're instantly in our heads thinking it has
it's
to be
a football
player. It was a big
it
guy.
It has to be.
He looked athletic, so we're like, this has to be a football player because we're just thinking it's football. Football is
football. Football weekend.
Football weekend.
So we're standing there and this guy walks by, blah, blah, blah. And so we're looking over and we're trying to look over and figure out who that is. And we pull out our phones and we're like trying to Google. I mean, we had nothing else to do. We were just standing there waiting, and which we stayed around for like 3.5 hours, by the way. So we start to Google, and we're trying to figure it out. So the security comes up to us, and he says, hey, you know, like, he's just here with his family, blah, blah, blah. And I look at the security guard.
And this is not uniform security.
No, it's just Disney security.
Yeah, Disney security. Not uniform, though. He was
because he saw us trying to figure out. He thought we knew who that was. So I look at the security guard right in the face, and I said, I have no idea who that is. So you don't have to worry about me bothering them because I don't know who it is.
He's like, really? He's
I know. He goes, really? I go, yeah, and I don't know who this is, whatever, whatever. We were just curious because we had no idea.
And he laughed, and then we just started talking.
And then he knew who we were.
Knew who we were.
Because I'm like, I wouldn't take a picture. He's like, oh, you're Main Street Mouse, right? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, I know you guys don't put out garbage and stuff. And I'm like, see, I would never do that. So because he knows who we are and our reputation of being the good guys, he tells us who it is. Guess who it was? It was Michael Jordan.
The greatest basketball player of all time. Was
Michael Jordan. That Michael Jordan.
Yes.
So
Chicago Bulls, number 23, Michael Jordan. Air Jordan.
He wears his shoes. He didn't know who it was either.
But he didn't have Nikes on either. He
didn't have Gucci on. But anyway, so the guy tells me who it is, and I kind of argued with him. I was like, no. That Michael Jordan? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, no, because I couldn't believe that we missed it. Like, how?
And once he said it, then we heard him talking, like, oh my gosh.
Oh, it's Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. And he wasn't going on the ride. It was his family that all went on the ride. So he was just standing there with his two bodyguards and Disney security.
Yes.
And a plaid shirt. VIP guy was with him. But it was awesome. They're like, so please don't take any pictures.
And of course, you didn't bother him.
No.
But it was just so funny because, like, he's a Jordan fan, and him and Corey are always talking about their Jordan shoes and all these things. And the man walks right past us, and we no clue.
No idea.
So his, he was with his family. So of course we didn't want to bother him.
We didn't even look.
Like, it was pretty, we were really good.
We were trying to take, I kept trying to look over there just to see him because I was like in awe. That is the true GOAT of sports, in my opinion.
It's Michael Jordan.
He's the greatest. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh. And I'm texting Corey, who didn't answer me. I'm like, Corey, I'm 10 feet from Michael Jordan. And he's probably going, yeah, whatever, shut up. And I'm like, I want a picture and I can't. I'm trying to respect him. I don't want to take his picture.
No, but we were just really, like, I think partially because, at least for, I'm going to only speak for myself, but, you know, I've told you guys before, when I'm working or whatever, and I've been in the presence of famous people, you hold it together because you have to.
I didn't want to.
Especially since the security and them knew me. So I couldn't blow that, and I wouldn't blow that. So I was just all cool standing there.
She was acting cool. She's like, God, I wish I could take a picture.
I'm like,
So eventually his family comes out and they walk away. And we're watching him and they're like, oh my gosh, look, it is him. I don't know how we didn't realize it when he walked by the first time, but it was, and he actually had a Jordan face mask. That was the only thing
he was wearing a Jordan face mask. His whole family had Air Jordans on. Except for him. Except he was wearing Gucci shoes.
But then, like an hour later, guess who comes walking back up? The whole family, his kids wanted to go back on the ride.
They wanted to go
again.
Back on the ride. So, and then I felt bad because We're still standing there. So, I mean, and I'm guessing that one of the Disney security said that we're cool, that there's nothing, we're not going to do nothing. Because they could walk right past us, and I'm thinking.
And he kind of looked at it, but before he walked with his head down, kind of staying, didn't want to make eye contact. The next time he came through, though, he kind of looked at us, and I was like, hey, Michael, how you doing?
And we still didn't bother him. I was kind of embarrassed because I was like, he's going to wonder, why are these people still standing here?
They're here to see Rob Gronkowski. Yeah. Nowhere near the caliber.
We're looking for football players, and we found, like, the basketball player. Like, the man.
And we found out he was in town because he just started a new race team, and they were at Daytona for the Daytona 500.
And it was his child's birthday. See, that we learned all this just from standing there. So, but, yeah, we didn't take pictures. We didn't nothing. So Liz had to leave before we did. And so I told her, text me if you see any action on Main Street and we'll move. Because like I said, we've been standing for 3.5 hours, saw Michael Jordan twice and didn't see anybody else.
And a couple other people did come up. They had heard the same thing we had heard.
There was a nice lady who actually also knew who we were.
Yes.
She was in town with her family, and she had heard also that Gronkowski was supposed to be there filming a commercial. So Liz texted me and she told me that there's some commotion going on in the hub. So we went and went to the hub, and there's a crowd, and Gronkowski was on a parade float, but backstage.
So if you know where the Plaza restaurant is and the restrooms in the Tomorrowland, there's that exit they use sometimes when they're overcrowded.
Yeah.
In the park. And Halloween, they bring you through.
Oh, yeah, yeah, where you go in for the Halloween and Christmas parties.
He was down that corridor, and they made it look like he was going to come out to the hub grass. That's how they they roped it off. Everybody thought he was, so everybody was crowded around the hub grass waiting. Well, he's gonna come out. Eventually, a cast member, a supervisor, walked by and goes, he will not be coming out of the back area. You're wasting your time if you're waiting to see him on the hub grass. You're welcome to stand here, just stay the 6 feet away from each other, keep your mask on, blah blah blah.
I did a live feed of that. If you guys watched it, I went around the other side where I could see him. And as soon as I turn on the live feed, somebody in the crowd decides we're all going to yell his name. I didn't yell, but you know, most people won't ignore it if you're yelling the name. So they start yelling for him, and he turns around and he waves at everybody. So they were all excited. But little did we know, he was recording us on his Instagram stories.
Yes.
So we were kind of recording each other. So that was kind of cool. So, I mean, it didn't exactly turn out like we thought. I did get to see Rob Gronkowski, but we also got to see Michael Jordan. So it was all in all, I mean, investigating, like being on the scene and trying to wait for stuff gets me all nerved up. I don't like it. So we're just not good at it. But it was kind of fun. I mean, it was different.
Happy. I wanted to see Gronkowski. I liked him. He actually has been working with the Lions tight end, TJ Huzman. So he's worked with him. He's a great tight end. I've always liked Gronkowski. So I was kind of looking forward to seeing him. So I was kind of bummed. I didn't get to get closer to him.
We saw him?
Well, from a far distance. But I did get to see Michael Jordan. So that is definitely a upgrade of what I was.
Yeah. So, yeah. So our day did not turn out like we thought it would, but it still was an okay day.
It was a great day.
Okay, next.
We didn't get rained on that security.
That's true, we didn't. Yeah. Okay, so next I wanted to talk about really, really quick. That same week there was a media event at Disney Springs.
Yeah.
And it was kind of in celebration of Soul and what they had going on at the Springs. And I was with John. And
he's on.
Huh?
He's on.
Oh, John's on?
Yeah, he goes, who are these people?
Hi, John.
We don't know who he is, though.
Who? No.
John. Sorry.
John's my work husband. We cover events together.
So John has to carry his stuff for him.
I don't carry his stuff. Anyway, so
go in my bag.
We went around to they wanted to feed us, so we went to Amaretz and we got to pick out one of those little cakes, the really fancy cakes. I got a Tiana one, and John got the one that was for Soul. And those little cakes are fancy, but they're $20 for a cake. Like, I mean,
cupcakes are what, 7, 8?
I guess. I mean, like it was good though, and it was so pretty. I didn't want it cut into it. So we took our cakes and we put them in the bag because we didn't want to eat them. So, and then we went over to Wine Bar George, and they had another little sampling there. They had these macaroni and cheese, like balls. Like, were the macaroni and cheese balls? They were like,
I wasn't there.
It was like a ball of macaroni and cheese with breading on it.
So it was a deep fried macaroni and cheese bite.
Maybe. And it had a stick in it. So.
We have those in our own freezer.
We do?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
We have macaroni and cheese bites in the fridge.
In the freezer.
You're lying.
I swear to God.
All right.
I didn't. I met Trader Joe's last time we were there.
All right. I didn't know that. Anyway.
Probably not as good as Wine Bar George's.
Wine Bar George's is pretty good.
I don't know. John ate half of yours, didn't he?
I did give mine to John because I was trying to be good with my diet. And he's like, you're going to eat that? And that's what we usually do. Like, we tag team these events. Like, we do the interviews together. We do the food together. And then if I don't want something or vice versa, I just give it to John. I'm like, because we don't want it to go bad.
John is like Mikey. He'll eat everything.
Well, no. Because we do these things together.
He
so.
Said the Dole Whip Moscato.
Yes. So that, in addition to that Dole, the macaroni and cheese bite, they had a Dole Whip Moscato, and it was frozen. And it was the most delicious wine slushy thing that I've ever had. I mean, we only had a little bit of it, but I could have had much more. And I think stuff like that is dangerous because it doesn't taste like alcohol at all. And you
and
can
then
just,
you feel it like an hour later.
Oh, my God. It was so good. I really want to go back and get that.
I know, so that's when I had to go pick her up because security called and said, you got to come get her. She's falling off.
That's a lie. We had like a little tiny bit in a cup.
I'm teasing you.
All right. Anyway, so then we went over to, so the M&M store is open, which I
it's out of Detroit.
Not M&M. That. Not that M&M.
Oh. I had the wrong thought.
The wrong M&M. So that's open, and so we went over there. But we didn't actually go in. There was a line, so we kind of did our stuff outside. And then we went and got a donut from Everglades.
Which is the greatest donut place on the face of the earth. And from what we're hearing, he's got the best chicken sandwich on property.
He's
fried chicken.
He's obsessed, okay, because he's heard about this chicken sandwich that they have at the donut place. And
brags about it.
And like Lou Mangiello was telling him, you have to try this chicken sandwich.
He got you to try the donut, whatever you got there.
He did. So Lou talked me into getting this blueberry cake donut. It was delicious. I gave you some when you got there.
I ate most of it.
Okay. But we only went back to Disney Springs to go inside the M&M store last week. And you mentioned the chicken sandwich again. And I told him, I said, go get the chicken sandwich if you want it.
Because you wouldn't have found anything to eat there, and I knew you were going to stick to your diet. I wasn't going to drag you in there. I would have ate the chicken sandwich, the loaded fries, and I probably got a donut or two for dessert.
Oh, God.
I would have got a Diet Coke, though. I would have done a
Diet
Coke. So
that
cancels out at least half of it. What's funny is we go back to the M&M store. You know why she likes the M&M store? Because her initials on everything.
That's not why.
She's one of her favorite things because she goes, my initials are on every piece of candy in the store. You like it.
No, I said if I was, because you can get stuff personalized at the M&M store.
You don't need that.
And I said I don't need it because there's M's on everything. So what was really cute, though, is they have Disney-themed M&M merchandise. If you look on our Instagram at the Main Street Mouse, you can see that. But it says, like, there's a, it's like M&M's with Mickey's and really, really cute merchandise. And it's actually pretty affordable. So, I want something from the store. I didn't get anything.
It was mostly, right now it's still a lot of the long sleeve, heavier clothes for people who don't live in Florida.
And see, it's really weird because it's cold everywhere else, but like for us, they have like sweatshirts and stuff, and I'm like, why am I gonna buy another sweatshirt? Because it's not, it's, we're only gonna be cool here in the evenings for a little bit longer.
Yeah, and then you're never gonna wear it.
No, I'll wear it in the air conditioning because he always has a cold mouth. But anyway, so yeah, the really cute stuff at the M&M store.
And you, like she did say though, there is a place where you can have personalized M&Ms printed while you're waiting. So there, I'm not sure exactly the image size or anything like that, but you can actually walk up there. There's a computer screen. You put your image in there. They print them, and you will walk out of there with.
So can you write something on it, or is it a picture?
Well, I think I saw pictures, and I did see some writing, but I don't know how much of it is pre.
There can't be too much that's going to fit on an M&M.
But you can actually take a picture. There's a camera that can take a picture of you, and they'll print that on an M&M.
Okay, so I have to read comments for a second. So Melissa said they have W's too. Ah, get it? And Sarah Cooley, the diet store merchandise is adorable. So if you're in our weight loss support group, I joke that if you have a handful of M&Ms a day, it helps your diet.
It's funny though that she said she's gone to Amaretz, Wine Bar George, Everglades, and the M&M store.
What's so funny?
All the food places.
I was working.
And I was with John.
So and we share. I remember it was 3 years ago. John and I went to a early Magic Hours event at studios, and they fed us breakfast in the commissary.
It was before Toy Story, wasn't it?
Toy Story Land had just opened, yeah. or somewhere around there. It was like 2018, I want to say. And him and I are like a little old couple. We got like the mini donuts. And like we get stuff and we put it on a plate. And before, like, he's like, okay, so I have 3 donuts. So how are we gonna share this? Like, do you want half a donut? And then like we like divvy up stuff.
Forget that they could just grab more. No,
I don't even know why we did that.
We have 3 donuts to split. There's a whole tray of them. You can take an extra one and make it even.
I don't know. No. That wasn't it. There was 3 mini donuts that came that you had to pick what breakfast you wanted.
But if you had 3 and he had 3, that would be 6.
But no, we only got 1 breakfast that had the donuts. The other one had something else and we were shared. Never mind. But anyway, so if you...
like a Jell-O diet.
we share stuff. Why was I even bringing that
up? Shared food has no calories. Oh, because I was saying that you went to all the food places with John.
We didn't eat that much, though.
No.
Like, no, we didn't eat that much.
John ate macaroni bites.
Yeah, but they only gave us, like, 1 each. Stop!
Give me 1 tray.
Okay, anyway. So, okay, no problem. All right, so we're going to move on to the next topic. So I'm trying to watch so I can get all my stuff out.
How far down the list are you?
Not very far at all. Okay, so that weekend after the whole non-foodie fest, because we didn't eat that much at Disney Springs, we ended up staying at Fort Wilderness Campgrounds in the cabin for my birthday. And
we go there because she can bring the dogs there, and that makes her happy to have the dogs with us when we go on vacation, staycation.
I like having the dogs with me. I don't know.
And the campground is always fun. There's always a lot to do. It seems like it's rained every time, though, the last few times we've been there.
It does.
But it's still fun.
So we went to the campground, and, you know, you can rent a golf cart there. And, you know, one of the first things we always do is take the golf cart and we go driving around. We check out the gift shop.
See if there's anything new at the gift shop.
And right now, the buffets are still not open. So, like, Trails End is one of our favorite, you know, buffet restaurants on property. And you cannot... You can, they walk up food, right. But there's no buffet.
Yeah, P&J is a takeout restaurant. That's there, even when Trails End is open, it's there.
Yeah. You
get takeout, which was nice because we were able to order ahead from the room. By the time we drove up there, we placed the order, we got our food. And it's not bad at all. It's good food. It's just, we really like Trails End, and it just stinks that we weren't able to.
Because it's very limited. Like, you can order chicken, and you can get, like, a side of mashed potatoes or macaroni and cheese.
Pizza.
They have their strawberry shortcake. I know Trails End is kind of famous for their strawberry shortcake, and you can get a couple of that. It was, like, $6 or something.
And cornbread.
Oh, and cornbread. So that's another thing. But, like, the whole spread that they usually have, no.
No, they have ribs. They had chicken, pizza. I think they had burgers. I can't remember exactly what the boys got.
I don't remember. I think one of the boys got a burger. But anyway.
Aiden got a veggie burger.
Oh, that's right. He did get a veggie. He thinks that's really cool now to try all that stuff. But he eats a veggie burger and just dumps ketchup all over it so it doesn't taste like veggies.
That's tomato.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So after we took our ride around, we went to the studios for a little bit. And the parks have been super crowded lately.
They have been. We were there, actually yesterday, we were at the studios. And it was, I think all the parks hit capacity for annual pass holders yesterday. As far as the 30 or 35%, whatever capacity is now, we were at that full number.
Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
Because we went to the
studio for photos yesterday, but it was also the week before. It was the same. They were pretty
full. Yeah, it's
been
really crowded. And Valentine's Day weekend, you know, being that it was on
the
weekend, it was very, very crowded. So we had to kind of pick and choose what we were going to go do or what we could do.
And there's a lot of limited food options for as far as sit down. Because on her birthday, we always try to do nicer sit downs than we would normally just do the walk up. So we try to do the sit down. So for breakfast, we actually went over to the Wave. Which was really good at the Contemporary. They don't have their buffet open right now, but we were able to, they have a full menu, and the food was really good.
Yeah, it was really good, and usually we like the buffet over there, because it's just like a really...
We just like buffets.
Well, you know what it is? Because when you're a picky eater like myself, and there's only certain things you'll eat, you can go and get the little things off of a buffet. I'm very basic as far as eating. Like, I will eat like a waffle or, you know, some
scrambled eggs,
stuff like that, yogurt.
She doesn't eat pork.
No.
She tries not to eat beef. She tries not to, she'll eat chicken, and that's usually about the only thing as far as meat-wise. She doesn't eat fish either. So it really limits what she can eat when we go to places. But the Wave always seemed to work really well for that. And even with the menu they had in place, it still worked out really well.
And then you could order, like, one of the things I like about these buffets, this is, I'm going to sound like a total foodie, but I wasn't dieting my birthday weekend because you just don't do that. And, you know, they have all the pastries, like the little cinnamon rolls and the croissants with the jelly and the donuts and the muffins and all that. That's what I missed because I wanted to have a cup of coffee and, like, a heap ton of pastry.
Just bring me all.
I want the cinnamon rolls. I want a cheese Danish. I want croissant or two. Don't forget the jelly and the butter. It has to be real butter. But that's the only thing. So I did order a side of like the little pastry.
Okay, they have they call it a continental breakfast, and they bring you you get a juice. I think your coffee, and then you get the platter. I think they had like six.
I don't know, but see, like when I was growing up, my mother used to always tell me my eyes are bigger than my stomach. Did your parents ever tell you that? Meaning that you?
No, my stomach was always bigger than my.
Oh yeah, not for you. Okay, for me, my mother would always say your eyes are bigger than your stomach. So because I would order food and I would always think I'm gonna eat it all, and I usually didn't, and I did that morning because I'm like, well, I have to have the carbs and I have to have the waffle. I didn't finish any of it, but I made sure I took a bite of everything.
Right. And then when we were getting ready to leave, because they knew it was her birthday, the waiter, who's awesome.
He was really nice.
He brought her over 4 cupcakes to go.
4 cupcakes.
So he brought each a cupcake and they had the Wave card on them. Eats their like logo, I guess you could say.
Yeah, so they did a really good job. You know, and again, things are different right now as far as Disney goes, but it's still good. I mean, you know, you make do with
what's
happening.
It's not what we're used to.
Yeah, that's it.
But if you're not, if you take it for this is what they can give us right now, mm-hmm. It's awesome.
Yes, definitely. So we took the cupcakes back to the cabin, and then we took the golf cart up to where the boat dock was and went over to Magic Kingdom.
Right. So the reason we didn't take the boat to the Wave was because it was pouring down rain when we got up that morning.
And it was.
So we didn't want to take the golf cart, go down there, wait for the boat, her get drenched after she spent all the time fixing her hair, and then go to the park. So we drove over there, went to breakfast, then we came back. Rain had cleared. It was gone. And then we took the boat back. So we were able to take the boat back to the...
Because you, when you're staying on property, you want to take the transportation. Like, you want to take the boat. I mean, he's like, we rented that golf cart, so we're taking the golf cart to the front.
If I could drive it to the park, I would.
Because it's fun to do the golf cart. So anyway, we spent the most of the day at Magic Kingdom. But again, it was really, really crowded. I mean, really crowded.
Yeah, I think we went on the Mansion, and I don't know if we rode anything else.
I don't know if we did. Did we even go on anything?
The Mansion was the only thing we went on.
I mean, the lines were super long. Yep. But we walked around a lot.
We walked around a lot. We
ate stuff.
We ate food. We just had a fun day at the park. And, I mean, we don't always go where we have to ride things. It's just going to the park, seeing the cavalcades and things like
just
that.
Just walking around. And I like to just go in the stores and whatever. And So we did that, and then we had
Liz brought you a cupcake.
Liz did bring me a cupcake, a surprise cupcake for my birthday. I ate so much stuff. It was red velvet and delicious. And then we went a little bit of shopping, and then we had reservations at Whispering Canyon. So we had to take the boat to the boat. We took the boat back over to the campground. And then didn't we drive to Whispering Canyon?
Yep, that's exactly what we did.
Yeah, it was
weird. The boys had never been to Whispering Canyon. We had been there for media events a couple times, and once or twice for non-media event. But the boys had never been, and we showed them pictures of the food and the platters of food and stuff. So they were excited, and they were thinking about that all day. They kept talking about it the whole day. Oh, so we can order whatever we want. I said, no, you get a skillet.
And that we had told them how the wait staff kind of jokes with you. And I think Aiden was a little bit nervous. He's like, are they going to be nice still? I'm like, well, yes, they're going to be nice to you.
And what's funny is the waiter we had was actually a waiter we had when we were there for one of the media events, and he was really good. So I remembered that he was going to be good. And the first thing he did was he brought Aiden a little more pop, a little more Coke, and with a little tiny cups with a big straw. So it was funny.
And Aiden thought that was really funny. He got a kick out of that. And then they had a special going for Valentine's Day, like all you could drink milkshakes. You pay like, it was like $9, but you could have as many as.
Right. So wanted. Andrew ordered that, and Andrew got two, and then the waiter actually brought one out for Aiden.
Yeah. It was really sweet.
And it was just funny. Oh, go ahead. No, when Aiden got the milkshake, and then the waiter came back a few minutes later, he's cleaning the table, everything. And when he was taking Aiden's stuff, his knife fell off and hit the floor. He goes, you're throwing knives at me because I brought you a milkshake. What kind of, you're not my friend. It was just funny. And Aiden started cackling.
Yeah. So the kids really enjoyed it. I really went there more for them than myself.
Right.
Because I'm not a big meat eater. I mean, there really wasn't much there for me. I ended up getting a kid's meal, but I wanted the boys to be able to, you know.
And they both ordered a different skillet to each what they wanted. So it was fun. I think they enjoyed it. We'll definitely go. We told them we need to take them back for breakfast.
The breakfast at Whispering Canyon, I really enjoyed. I like their breakfast skillets better than their dinner skillet.
Well, that's because she's not a big meat eater, so that's why.
And they have a lot of pork there.
Yeah. So the breakfast would work better. So we're going to have to schedule that soon.
Yeah. And I, as far as like their breakfast skillets, like you can get like the pastries or the eggs and the waffles, and they give you like a side
their
of
biscuits, or
side of yogurt with fresh fruit. Oh my God. It sounds so good.
Their biscuits were out of this world.
I know.
Cheddar biscuits. No, I
couldn't. So that was fun. You really can't go wrong with Disney birthdays.
And then she had the lodge, the one restaurant, I can't remember what the name of the restaurant is.
The Walk Up.
It's the Walk Up in the back. They have the magic bars, they're called, and she loves those. So that's what she kept saying all day. When we leave Whispering Canyon, I want to get a magic bar to take back.
Yeah, I didn't care that I wasn't going to eat much at dinner because I was looking forward to the magic bar.
If you haven't had it, it's a, I don't know how to explain it. It's got coconut and candy.
It's like a brownie cookie combination, and it has like the chocolate chips and butterscotch chips and coconut and all these wonderful
M&M's.
Oh my goodness. But you know what I just thought of?
It's still in the fridge. You didn't eat the second one.
I didn't. I again, eyes bigger than the stomach, and I didn't eat them both.
That's okay.
Oh, wow.
So, and then once we got back to the campground, we ended up going down to see the water pageant that night.
Yes. Okay. So I did a live feed of the water pageant from the dock at the
Wilderness Lodge.
And it was really cool because there was nobody out on this deck. It was kind of cold, the kids were cold, but you could see off in the distance, you saw them rolling out,
setting up,
and you could see but no lights, and then all of a sudden you start to hear the music. And you know, it's like an 8-minute show. I think I did an 8-minute live feed. And I was so happy because of the comments on the live feed that so many people were excited to see it because it is classic Disney. It's something it's been going on for so long, and people still love it because it brings back all those memories. And the fact that I could share that, it was kind of like a nice birthday, like surprise for me to do that for you. And another thing too, you know, you guys really made me feel wonderful and special with all your birthday messages. They were everywhere. I, you know, even on the live feed, all the happy birthdays, really, you made my day. Thank you so much. Overwhelming.
It was fun.
And he's like, you need to quit reading birthday messages. You're going to be there all day.
We're trying to get going, get the places, and she's trying. I know, I was expecting to get them all.
Because I promised I would read them all. And so every time we were in the car or in the golf cart, here's me, and I'm just checking them to make sure. So I don't want anyone to think I didn't appreciate it, because I really did. So thank you.
So that was Saturday night on her birthday. So we eventually got back to the cabin, went to bed, and we got the next day, and we were checking out on Sunday. So we checked out, we cleaned up the cabin, brought the boys and the dogs home, and then the two of us were going away
for the night
for Valentine's. We went away and we stayed at the Hard Rock at Universal.
Yes. And for as long as we've lived here, almost 7 years, we've never stayed at Universal anywhere. And he was looking up rates just for us to do something different.
And they had good, we're annual pass holders over there as well. And they had really good rates for annual pass holders. So we decided, why not? We'll do it. We haven't done a lot in the last year because of COVID. So we figured, why not? We're going to do something fun.
And we wanted to do like how like when we're at Disney, we take advantage of the transportation and the whole experience. So
we try to.
We try. Oh, God. I'll tell you that. But they have a water taxi outside, you know, and it takes you through City Walk and you know, drops you off
right by the Globe, the spinning Globe.
Yeah, right there. So we took the water taxi over because we were going to do the whole tourist thing. And their park was busy also.
Yeah, we actually, for staying on property over there, you instantly get their front of the line access to the park. So
We
didn't go on anything. But we could walk up to any ride. We just show them our room key, and they let us go through the speed. I don't even know what that's called on the fast. It's not a fast pass, but it's like the, I don't know. It's whatever they call it there to get to the front of the line without having to wait in the long line.
And they have their Mardi Gras going on right now. So you can, they don't have the parades. They have the floats are stationary and they throw beads at the kids and whatever else. And we knew that it was so crowded that we probably weren't going to ride anything. But I'm such a huge dork because I'm like, okay, what would I want to do that I haven't done?
Autumn Satan.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Autumn.
So I had heard from my good friend Melissa that there's a drink that has a gummy shark in it. So I decided there's a gummy shark in it, and I forget what it's called. Shark Hack, Shark something.
Something like that.
So I was like, we're gonna find the shark place. And we didn't know where it was, and I'm like, I'm guessing it's by where the big upside down shark is.
Jaws.
So we found that.
The big upside down shark.
It's a big upside down shark. So I'm like, I bet you that's where it's at. So what I did was I Googled just to make sure. And then when I got up to where they're at, I was like, my friend told me about this drink with the shark and the whole thing. And she's like, yeah. It was kind of just fun. So that was like my big excitement for the evening was going to find this shark drink.
So then we went over to the other parks. So we did both their parks, just walked through them all. And then as we're walking out, all of a sudden the sky opened up and it started pouring on us.
Okay.
Boring. Yes. And cold.
Right. So we were trying to get back around to
Bruce.
The water taxi.
Yes.
And right now they have construction going on at City Walk, so there's no place to really take cover. And it was pouring so hard. So we look over at the thing at the water taxi, and these people are standing in the rain waiting for the boat.
And there's no cover.
And there's no cover. We're like, we're going to wait a half hour just standing there waiting for a boat. So we decide that we're going to do we're going to walk all the way back.
48 miles back to the resort.
So, yeah, the Hard Rock is far. There's a sign, Hard Rock this way. And the resort is way the heck back there. And the water, the rain was cold. And I think I was fussing the whole time. I was laugh crying. Like, not really crying, but like
crying
because it was just so bad. Do you ever get like soaked so bad that like your hairspray is running into your eyes or like your face lotion or whatever you have on? Like everything is running into your face. Your hair gel is running into your face.
But our plan was originally we were going to leave the park. We were going to go back to our resort, get cleaned up, then go to dinner, and then maybe go check out the clubs at night they have at City
Hall. We didn't do any of that.
We didn't do any of that because the rain kind of put the kibosh on it all, because by the time we got back to the resort soaked, we both need to take new showers.
I was so cold. My hair was soaking wet.
Yeah.
Clothes were soaking wet. So we ended up just walking around the resort trying to just check stuff out.
And we forgot it was Sunday and most of the restaurants stuff closed early. We forgot all about that.
Because
we kept thinking, oh, it's just a normal weekend. It's not a big deal.
And then we didn't want to walk, take a chance and walk back up because the rain was on and off, go to City Walk. So we ended up getting room service at like 11 o'clock at night by the time we, you know, walked around the resort. And I feel a little bit like we didn't make the most of our
stay. We need to go back, I think, for sure. And I think we need at least 2 days because we didn't get to go to the pool. We didn't get to do any of that.
No, because we totally did everything wrong. And I think next time now we bring the boys with us because they have a really beautiful pool area and they have like a walk up, like a snack bar type of thing by the pool. And what's really fun is that there's music playing all over inside the resort. Like
with the videos.
It was actually really, really cool. But I feel like we totally missed opportunities being there and in the rain threw everything off. And I really didn't want to eat room service at 11 o'clock at night. I ordered like cheese sticks.
Yeah, you just got
cheese sticks. By that time I was just kind of like, eh, you know? But other than that, the resort itself was beautiful.
And we had the concierge level.
Except for right now, it's not on the same level. You got to go all the way down to the main floor in the back corner to get, you know, whatever comes with the room. But it was nice the next morning because they had like pastries and bagels and
donuts and cereal and yogurt,
all that good stuff. So that was good. I totally missed the happy hour for concierge
because
I was stuck in the rain. But I would really like to do it again. I mean, I would like to try it again. Like I said, maybe spend 2 days. Take the boys so they can go swimming. I mean, you learned, like, we did everything all wrong because we had never done it before. And we didn't, we didn't know, you know, that it was going to downpour and all, just bad timing.
Yeah, so we're going to retry that for a future visit and we will let you guys know so we can show videos.
We need a do-over.
But what was nice is after we got cleaned up and everything, we did walk around the resort. We did walk up to the guitar. One of their employees told us, there's a path. So we took the path and all of a sudden the fireworks were going off at Universal.
You could see fireworks because Universal still has fireworks. Mm-hmm. So we could see them across the, like there's bushes and you can't really see really well, but it was loud.
Yeah, it was loud.
And you could see the fireworks.
So we have to do all that. And then we just ended up going back, like she said, to the room. We ordered room service. We were watching old videos, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. They had like a kind of like what MTV would have been if they still played music videos, but they played some old
MTV stuff. 1981.
Yeah. Old stuff. You know, old video. But yeah, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what else. I guessed that's it.
Really? Would you go with us?
No, we're just on to the next thing.
Oh, we better hurry because it's 7:40.
Okay, so the big announcement over the weekend was about the 50-year celebration kicking off at Walt Disney World on October 1st.
You're growing up so fast already.
Oh my God. All right, so we were waiting for this announcement. Disney had said the night before, watch Good Morning America in the morning.
Because it's going to be huge.
It's going to be a big announcement. So, like, we got up early. We're sitting there waiting. I'm checking everywhere to see if we missed it. Like, what happened? My friend Autumn messaged me. She's like, have you seen anything yet? And, you know, and then when the announcement came, I believe the word she said to me was, that was it. I mean,
it was the weather lady who announced it, which was really kind of odd. And I was like, okay. I thought it was going to be this big. I mean, you saw Mickey and Minnie in their new outfits for the 50th, which is funny because that was filmed exactly where Gronkowski filmed the pictures for his thing.
It was the same float.
Everything.
Yeah. Okay, so Autumn just said that huge announcement of, I can't see, a distance outfit image and artist images of icons. Yes. Yeah.
They put stuff on the turrets of the castle and it was artist imagery.
It wasn't anything else. So basically all four icons of each park are going to get like a sparkly touch to them.
See, right? My thing was the last time they did something big like that was Mickey's 90th birthday. That was a huge thing. You were actually there for
it. I was there for that though.
But they had the 90 characters come out in front of the castle and it was just a big thing, and they could have done something like that. They could have had 50 characters come out for the 50th event. They could have done something more, I think, and I think they kind of missed the mark on that
a little bit,
in my opinion.
So here's Because I always try to put a optimistic spin on things. I try. So here, follow me for a second.
I'm following.
Okay, so this is just like a little teaser of what's to come.
We hope.
And like they're showing us an artist rendering because they can't do it yet. And oh, Mickey and Minnie are getting new outfits. That's new.
Can't say birthday suit. That was funny when they were called birthday suit.
It's iridescent, not I, E.
So you know there's going to be ears to match that.
Iridescent. And there's going to be probably a lot of
ears,
you know,
spirit jersey, anything you can name.
It's going to be all kinds of, it's going to be a merchandise frenzy because it just will.
And it's going to all sell out.
It will.
And people are going to be mad because all the shoppers are going to sell it on eBay for 5 times the cost.
Yeah. So so here's
it like I see it. That's
so
all.
I really think that this is just kind of like a little teaser of what's to come.
Hopefully.
But Mickey and Minnie's outfits, Minnie's dress is beautiful, the iridescent colors. But that's all I got, really. And they said that stay tuned because more details will come.
And we have quite a few months until it starts October 1st is when it kicks off, and it's running for 18 months.
18 months.
So a year and a half of celebration. So we'll actually be into the 51 and a half years by the time it's over.
51 and a half. Yes, it will be 51 and a half. Because I had a lot of people when we put out the information, you know, everybody's got, you know, an angle of how they view things. And a couple of people commented in the comment section about, I'm gonna miss it, or I'm not gonna be there for this amount of time.
They're giving a big window.
But they're doing 18 months of it, so, of whatever it is. So at least we know the icons are gonna be decorated for 18 months.
If I'm not mistaken, so when that ends, we have roughly 2.5 years. The Disneyland will be doing the 70.
No, is it 70?
55 to 25. So yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know
math.
80?
I don't know math either. No, that's 80. I don't think that's 80 years.
But
70, right? I don't even know. I'm so tired.
Oh my gosh, it's confusing me.
70.
70?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. No, it's not right.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Because I don't know.
70. Oh. Meredith just confirmed.
Okay, Meredith, thank you. Because I'm like, I'm so tired. Like, nothing.
No,
because
they just did the 65th. Remember, they had all the 65th merchandise here at the Disney Outlet store from when they did the 65 at Disneyland.
What was I thinking? I was thinking about, God, was it that long ago?
It was.
I was thinking about, there was Disneyland merchandise that when we still lived in Michigan, it had 50 something on it.
No, that
would have
been the 55, I believe, when we were still in Michigan. Because we've been here 7 and we've done the 55, or we did 65 here. So
man,
it might have been 60. I don't
time
know.
Flies,
knows?
Doesn't
probably
it?
55. Who knows? Anyway, merchandise.
Not the math.
Thanks, Ollie.
Appreciate I'm awful at math. I admit it. I can't even figure out percentages on sales in the store. So I don't even pretend that I know.
That's why I have to go in the stores with their shoes. How much does this cost?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Why are you asking me?
If he walks away from me in the store, I have to wait for him to come back and tell me what the sale price is and stuff. That's really terrible. Or sometimes I'll Google it. Because I just don't know.
She worked in finance, believe it or not.
I hated my job in finance, and I was horrible at it. I mean, truth be told, I'm not even going to try to lie.
You're Marianne Donza, you need a calculator. That's the thing. She always has this with her. Siri, what's 15% of 100?
I get Siri stuff in the store, unless there's a bad signal. So, but anyway, so that's all we know about the 50th anniversary thing is 18 months, sparkly icons, and new outfits.
And hopefully
Tron. Maybe. So like the
Ratatouille needs to open.
And maybe Tron will be.
We drove past it today. It looks awesome.
Yeah, Tron is like cool. The whole outside
the
is just
it's really coming together well.
It's something. So it we'll see.
Okay, what's next?
Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to wrap up talking about WandaVision at all.
No.
No.
No, you got 2 more episodes.
No, are you guys watching WandaVision?
Isn't the world.
So this is very odd because I'm gonna throw him under the bus right now. He talks about WandaVision every day when he's trying to figure it out, like the.
I'm trying to figure out what all the Easter eggs equal and mean, and it's like there's just too many of them. I mean, we'd have to go for another 2 hours.
I really, really enjoy the show. And I didn't think I was going to, like I told you guys before, I thought the first episode was a little cringy until I understood what was going on. And then now, I'll admit, we're not going to give any spoilers out for those of you that did not watch Friday's episode. I really didn't like Friday's episode.
Friday's episode had probably the most Easter eggs of any episode so far, though. So if you really know Marvel Comics, you know the Marvel Universe.
I was lost.
Yeah, there was like 97 of them, I think is what they said, of Easter eggs that were hidden in this last episode. But it really, besides one big reveal, there really wasn't a lot in the episode for the average watcher.
I just, you know what it is? Here's it. Because like the sappy part of me, I really like the story between Wanda and Vision. It's like a...
You know how it ends, too.
I do. Shush. So I like to see them together and how even though she's created this world, it's like her own little bit of happiness. And even though she's, you know, it's delusional and it's not real and it's all these things, I can understand from a, they put a human
touch
to it, to where like that perspective, like that she's doing anything to get her life how how she wishes it could be. And I think that relates, it can relate to almost anybody, because don't you wish that we could sometimes just do one of these and make our own?
And Marvel is very good about that. They really get you to care about the characters. And that's why everybody likes Loki, for instance. He's really the bad guy. He's the mischief maker, but all the girls swoon over him. But it's just you get to know these characters for their personally, and that's why you watch. That's why you want to see what's going to happen to them. And they did that really well with this one. And this one, Vision's going through, what are we doing? What's going on? Doesn't realize what's really
happening. And, like, I kind of want Vision to stop asking questions, just leave well enough.
Well, there's only two episodes left.
I know,
so we'll see.
I know.
And this is it. I don't think there's going to be a season two. Nobody I know thinks there'll be a season two. It's because this is going to go into Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness movie, which is actually going to be the first horror movie in the Marvel Universe. But Wanda's going to play a big role in that film. So we know that's coming future. So we'll see what happens. But right after this one ends, though, we go right into the Falcon and the Winter Soldier show, which is six episodes. And then that'll lead us up into Black Widow in May and also Loki.
So we got all kinds of Marvel, if you are a Marvel-obsessed person.
And I think a lot of people are becoming Marvel fans because of this, though. A lot of people... They may not have been a comic book fan, or they may not have wanted to see the movies too much action adventure, but I think the show has really got a lot of people to come in and understand it. Now, because of Disney Plus, you can go back and watch all the episodes, all the movies and such, and get through it all. And people are really starting to see, I'm starting to see a lot of it. I had no idea it was so intertwined. And that's,
there's so much, though, you know? It's like how some people say that, you know, let's use Star Wars, for example. You know, you have to understand some backstories here and there to... Star Wars is a mess in a regard of how the movies are all, like, out of order, like the old stuff and the new stuff and then this and that. Well, Marvel, you piece things together.
Really well,
they've done better with timeline.
Right, and that's the one thing I was telling her. WandaVision, and a lot of people probably didn't realize this, but WandaVision actually takes place literally days after Endgame.
Yeah.
And literally just minutes before that is when she lost Vision in Infinity War.
Yeah.
So if you saw Infinity War, you saw Thanos actually rip the stone out of Vision's head, and he was no longer alive. And then Wanda was taken away in the snap. She was dusted off. Well, then 5 years forward,
she was dusted off.
And then 5 years later, she comes back. That's literally in her head minutes after she just saw Vision. That's why she's so angry in Endgame. And then that's why she's destroying Thanos. And the only reason he stopped her is because he rained fire on them to get things halted. But she could have destroyed Thanos. And the MCU made that clear a couple weeks ago.
He gets all excited like he knows these people.
She could have destroyed him, which I think I knew that before, because if you know the comics, she's very powerful. But so it's just minutes. So that's why she's so angry, and that's why she wants this life. And they said 9 days, I think it is, the show.
I don't know.
A couple weeks ago, they said it was 9 days after she took Vision's body from Sword.
I really wish it would have a happy ending. That's all I'm going to say. And I know it's not going to, but I really wish it would.
Well, we don't know what kind of ending.
Oh, I'm sure it's not going to be happy.
Probably not going to be happy.
But just like a soap opera, you know, see superhero things, nobody's ever really dead. They bring people back all the time.
I don't know. We haven't seen Black Widow reappear. Her movie's a... prequel.
Okay, well, whatever. It's always possible. You never say never when it comes to these things. So I think we hit all the topics because I watched the clock this time. So before we go, I also would like to mention that this Sunday at Disney Springs, at CityWorks, the Main Street Mouse, live on location, City Works, which is the is right across from House of Blues. Doors open at 3:30, but you have to reserve your seat. So please go to gmsmlol.com to do that.
And there's only a few seats. I mean, very few seats. So if you want tickets to go, make sure you get them ASAP because they are almost gone. John will not be there this month. We have a special guest again this month. And you want to announce who your special guest is?
I think they already know.
Do they know?
Yeah. So we have my co-host Sunday is Scott Garland, a.k.a. Scotty to the Hottie from the WWE. So it's going to be really cool. It's a different dynamic. Him and I have actually over the past few years became pretty good friends. So it's going to be a good dynamic because we know each other.
And
so.
He was on Weekly Live a couple, like, what, about a year and a half ago?
Something like that. He was supposed to come back over to the house and do this show right around the time that COVID hit.
Yes.
And then I just didn't feel, at the time I was really scared about, you know, any.
She was scared, and he's working with the wrestler. He runs the NXT here, which is the one that's played on USA. I think it's on Wednesday nights, and that's what he works for, the WWE, doing that. So he's around the wrestlers and all that stuff, and she just felt, because of COVID, she wasn't sure at the time.
I was scared, because Aiden and his asthma, so. Anyway, so if you are going to be in the area, come see us on Sunday afternoon. It's going to be a really fun show, and he's a lot of fun too. Yeah. So.
And he'll probably do pictures and such. I'm sure people want.
I know I have some of my friends that are going to fanboy over him, Chuck and Ronnie.
And Paula's probably going to fly.
And I wish my Michigan girls were going to be here because I know they would be fanning out as well. But if you cannot come to the show on Sunday, you can watch the live feed at 4 o'clock.
And Scott is such a down-to-earth guy. He's so humble,
so nice.
Such a nice guy. I think it's going to be a great show. Should be a lot of fun. And City Works, if you haven't been there, the food is awesome.
Food is really good.
So come hang out.
We'll have our raffle and prizes and all that good stuff, too. So if you can come see us, come see us. It's going to be a good time.
Also want to mention, in April, was it 7th, 8th, and 9th? Something like that. Whatever the first weekend is of April, we will be in Huntsville for the Huntsville
Pop Culture Expo, something or other.
HSVExpo.com, Huntsville, Alabama. We will be there again this year. Michelle is running the panel with Joey Fatone. She will be doing his panel. Then I believe we're also doing panels. I think Jeremy told me that we're going to be doing panels.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a Disney panel, and I, again, get to work with Joey Fatone, so I'm excited about that.
That's we need to get Joey to do LOL.
Maybe. I'm going to talk to him when I see him.
Problem.
You never know. Awesome. I mean, he does live here, so it's possible.
It's possible. And he's got nothing else to do on a Sunday. Why not come out and do that?
Well, he might have other things to do.
On that Sunday, maybe.
Yeah. I'm going to talk to him. No promises, but I'll talk to him in April when I see him. So I guess that's it.
Is that it? I also wanted to thank you guys. You guys know we had a little bit of a problem a couple weeks ago with a fake page on Facebook popping up. And thank you guys so much for having our backs and reporting it to Facebook and getting it
So many people
had
you know, come and told us about this account that was friending our, you know, they took our images and they took my content, and you guys know that this had happened before. And we just really appreciate you reaching out immediately to let us know. I was at the media event and my phone was blowing up with messages. So thank you for having our backs.
Yes, thank you so much. We had our suspicions and we dealt with it, and hopefully
it's dealt with for now. So anyway.
Now I have to call the big guns out. Scotty Too Hottie.
We're going to send Scotty Too Hottie to go take care of things. All right. So I guess that's it. Again, we won't be here next Monday, but Sunday you can watch our live feed at 4 o'clock. And then we will see you back here in 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Unless something major happens.
Unless something major happens and we have some great news to report. So
Disneyland opening, I wish.
I wish. Please. Okay. Anyway. So thank you for watching. I hope you guys have a great week, and we will see you live on Sunday night at 4 o'clock for Main Street Miles, live on location from Disney Springs.
And it will be on this Facebook page as well as the LOL Facebook page and also our YouTube channel. So if you tune in anywhere, you should be able to watch it.
But you'll find us.
But if you can come out to the event, come on out.
All right, we will see you guys really soon. Have a safe and wonderful week.
Yep. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Take care.